Hi, welcome to Fresh Media Presents podcast. As always, you are joined by myself, Christian, and Paris. We are the hosts of the podcast. This is now series 3, episode 2. Come a long way here. Anyways, today we are joined with a special guest, Christian. Yes. That's me as well. Christian, my namesake, and also Alex. nice to see you guys. Welcome on the podcast.
No, thanks, Alex. Thanks for having us.
No worries. And also, this is going to be a topic of, do you need to go to drama school to be a good actor? Some people might have different views, but we just want to hear you guys take on the things.
Because you lot didn't go to drama school, did you?
I did, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I went to East 15 Acting Drama School down in
Essex. Yeah, you did combat training, didn't you?
Yeah, like I did the BA Acting and Stage Combat course, which was a lot of fun.
And you didn't?
No, I went to regular uni for a year, De Montfort Uni for Performing Arts. It's a bit too experimental for me, so I ended up dropping out. My professional training I did in Sheffield at Standby Method Acting Studios. So I didn't go the drama school route.
I know
a lot of people who did go the drama school route, so I understand it from both perspectives.
So is there a reason why you didn't actually go the drama school route?
There's a few. Money, for one.
Fees are crazy, isn't it?
Fees are extremely crazy. And it's just, for me personally, I didn't see any drama schools that I felt didn't want to sort of mould me into their own type of actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of... this is very controversial, but a lot of drama schools do sort of, in my opinion, mould people to a certain way.
Would you say to industry standards or how they want,
how the industry sees them? How they would be viewed.
Christian's moulded.
No. I mean, no disrespect.
No. It's a fair comment because, like, it's a hard thing because, like you're saying, it is like there is a clear type of actor training that comes out of drama schools. I would argue that the one I attended is, in my opinion, the most open for letting you become your own actor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I do agree, like when I was initially auditioning for drama schools, a lot of the places that I went to very much came across as, okay, so this is how we act and what we all do for you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went to East 15, it was very much more kind of, okay, this is how you act and this is what we will do to help develop the actor that you already are.
I see.
And that was, so I completely see the point that you're making, I think it's very subjective to what school and, like I said, certain personalities blend better with other types of training and everything.
So Alex, do you see a difference between yourself and someone that has actually gone to drama school? I'm talking about as a new experience.
As an example, I have a couple of friends who have been to drama school and they particularly will only want to do film work, or vice versa, will only want to do theatre work. They won't want to differentiate between, say, for example, doing experimental theatre, for example, corporate work, or short films, indie projects. They only want to do the big budget stuff.
Okay, do you think that's just the way they're trained? Or
I don't think it's necessarily the way they're trained. I think it's sort of the way in which they perceive the way in which drama schools would help them. A lot of people, in as many words, a lot of people, especially from where I'm from, say you can't be an actor without going to drama school, without having a drama school sort of backing you.
Did they provide as much support as you need, Christian, when you went to drama school?
What define what do you mean by support?
Well, you know, you pay fees to go to drama school. Mm-hmm. What do they do for you that you can't do for yourself?
Well, I think the biggest selling point of a drama school is drama school is run by people already in the industry. It's people who are working in the industry, who have their own ventures alongside teaching. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily full-time teachers. Mm-hmm. So the main appeals to drama school is, A, they understand the industry. They've worked in it. They've got the experience. They've got the appeal that you want that kind of character and that kind of feel that you're like, okay, they understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's a great place because obviously outside the industry, yes, you try and get into connective circles. You try and connect with people who have shared interests in the industry, in the mm-hmm. area that you're interested in. Mm-hmm. I completely take your point on like experimental theatre and all these kinds of things. But again, I would argue it's subjective to yeah. who and what. The campus I went to is very odd courses, if that's like okay to say, that kind of, they're not yeah. your standard BA acting course where it's mm-hmm. half the time in the studio, half the time reading about techniques. There are drama schools, there are drama courses where they are focused much more on physical application.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, the people you're working with immediately create a connection. They immediately create the first people you're going to work with.
I see.
You know, a lot yeah. of the people that I went to drama school with, I've done work with outside of drama school.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you a lot about, I think the biggest appeal of a drama school is it creates a space to try things
mm-hmm.
without worrying about damaging professional reputation.
Yeah.
You can...
I'll agree there. I will definitely agree there.
Yeah. Like, you can go and try things and fail at things and try things again and fail at them again and again and again. And then you're refining that craft in a safe space without worrying about doing something in front of a director, in front of a producer, casting director, what have you, and making an arse of yourself, you know, and not gaining future work from there. You understand the process, the needs to go into character development. So that's what I would say drama school in its, obviously it goes deeper, there's more avenues that you can explore and say drama school can assist with. You know, I think that is the immediate appeal of drama schools. Definitely.
I see.
Do you feel like people that go to drama school...
Mm.
Okay, so I know when I went to... So I studied film production in uni.
Yeah.
And the whole course as a whole, they didn't prepare us for life after uni.
Mm.
Did your drama school prepare you and say, look, you're not always going to get the role? Or did you just kind of know that beforehand?
My drama school in particular, it was we had a lot of fun one, which was like kind of first day, everyone gets in the theatre... the head of the campus came in and he basically went, you guys are going to be knackered every day. You guys are going to be pushed to your limits. You are going to love this place, hate this place, want to leave, never want to leave. You know, they very much gave us the kind of the breakdown of how it is and what it is. When you're in training, obviously, they foster a lot more the experimentation. They foster that. They say, try things, do this kind of stuff. And I would say it's more towards the third year when your third year, at least in my drama school, is entirely focused on application to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have, we had a casting director who's attached to our drama school, and she came in, she sat with my class, and she would go, this is what's appealing to the industry right now. These people are appealing. This skill set is appealing. If you haven't got this, it's going to be bloody difficult. It's not impossible, but it's bloody difficult. And it was a very straight-up approach, which I appreciated. On the flip side of that, you know, there is, annoyingly, as much as drama school can prepare you for these kind of things, there is nothing like real-life experience.
Mm.
You go out into that industry, you go on a set, you go on stage, you do... Like, I did a lot of open UK-European touring, and, you know, drama school can't prepare you for... life on the road, living a tour, you know, getting up 5 a.m., doing a show, breaking down a stage, putting it all back together, you know, the added stuff of, okay, you guys are self-employed, it's promotion, how do you promote yourselves? They give you the basics of get onto these sites, but how you do it, application, where, it's, you know, these are all experience things you have to find out.
I think it's good that a casting director comes in and tells you what the industry is like, but do you not think, as like aspiring, well, you're actors anyway, but when you're going in, everyone's gonna try and be the same to fit in. Do you get where I'm coming from? So she's saying, the casting director was saying, okay, you have to be like this or this, or the industry's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone maybe might just wanna, do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, no, totally. Like, I mean, I think it's, I think a good thing that's always repeatedly said, in at least again at my drama school, was it was said the industry has seen everything except you, so lean into your qualities, lean into your castability, lean into what your skill set is. And I think, and it was great. Again, I don't know if other drama schools have casting directors attached. I know East 15 does or did when I was there. Mm-hmm. And it was helpful for her to go, you know, these are the appealing, you know, people, these are the appealing accents, these are the appealing, you know, those kinds of things. And there's only so much that you can join that. There's only so much you can lean into that. I think the problem a lot of people get is they get told this and they get a bit disheartened and they go, it's not for me, I'm not going to get any work. When, you know, when you leave drama school, you've got the skills, you've got the added understanding of the craft, but realistically, when you leave, nobody cares what course you trained on. Nobody cares.
It's about the experience, isn't it, sometimes?
They care, can you do the job? Can you do the job well? You
know? Yeah. See, I'd probably a little bit disagree there, only because in my experience, a lot of the casting directors that I've come across have all said, where did you train?
Mm-hmm.
What drama school did you go to?
Mm-hmm.
What degree do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, to me and to another, a couple of other actors that I know who haven't gone to drama school, it's made it even more difficult.
Yeah, totally.
Because these particular casting directors will go, I don't want to hire anyone unless they've been to drama school.
That's stupid. What if you're sick? Well, like, what if you come across
sometimes really your good talent can really
what if you're show talented and you're like, you've got all the qualities they want, but you know, you haven't been to drama school, sorry, we can't have you.
Yeah, it's a very annoying thing, but that's obviously, that's not for everyone. That doesn't always happen. I mean, there are some casting directors that I've come across who are like, I don't really give a rat's bottom. Being very careful how I speak.
You can say what you want,
man.
Like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Like, or what course you did. I mean, like, obviously, I, as well as an actor, I also write. So I'm currently writing a feature and I'm currently writing two shorts. When I will be casting, I don't care if someone goes to drama school. I don't care if someone has just literally been training for a year.
So these casting directors, are they from, like, big productions or are they...
Some.
Yeah.
Not name dropping, but
right,
some. From what I've come across, from experiences that of people that I know have come across stuff like this as well. A dear friend of mine actually was turned down from a role because he didn't go to drama school.
Really?
Wow.
And they were like, you're really good, but you didn't go to drama school.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's...
that's crazy, isn't it?
Well, from my experiences in that, it's having a drama school credit, like I said, these drama schools are run by people in the profession, people who have already created their own name, who have the connections with said casting directors. You got to remember, these casting directors are using people from drama schools pretty much from the minute they graduate, if not before they graduate, and they often come out with positive results because they understand that the training behind the actor is respectable, that the training behind the actor is of a quality that they, I hate to use the word, deem, you know, to a standard that they accept. I completely see your point, though. Like, it's, I've personally never come across a casting director who's gone, you know, oh, yeah, your drama school credit immediately gets you through the door.
Yeah.
But then again, I went to drama school. That might not be a conversation that would ever come my way.
Mm.
So, Alex, do you feel like you have to work twice as hard?
To an extent, yeah. Because for me, obviously, I've always grown up with the idea of working hard, especially for something that you love. Like, I, as well as obviously being an actor, I also have a full-time job because I think of it from a logical point of view, I need to have the money behind me to then look for more training, learn new skills. Like, I also do mixed martial arts. I also train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and kickboxing for the simple fact that if I need to do any stage combat, I know I have an inclination and an understanding of martial arts. So there was a dear friend of mine actually who's a... he's not a stuntman, he's a choreographer up in Manchester, and he does stage combat. And the second I mentioned I did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, he was like, yep, thank you, good, because now you actually have a basic understanding of what I'm going to try and teach you. And that sort of thing helps me in a way. In terms of, obviously, with your question, obviously, is it harder? Do I have to work harder? I feel, yeah, I do. But at the same time, the counter to that is that, like, there are those people who are out there who didn't go to drama school who will sort of sit and moan and be like, well, I didn't go to drama school, maybe I'm not going to be able to become an actor. You can become an actor. Definitely. You don't have to go to drama school. It is going to be tougher.
Mm.
Because like you say, you do, in a way, you have that name, that mm. credit to your name already.
Mm.
But you've got to sort of burst away from that and go, yeah, okay, these 100 people next to me have gone to drama school, but what can I, as an actor, offer to the role?
Do any of you feel like you definitely need some sort of training? Or do you think you can just literally get up and just go an audition if you've got a confidence?
I think training is valuable to everyone. I don't think you need to necessarily go to drama school. So like I said, drama schools are a personal thing. They're a thing where you have to vibe with the people, the space, the nature of the training. There's a lot of factors that go into training at drama schools. I know plenty of actors who've gone to drama schools, been accepted in, done a year and gone, I hate it here. I hate being at drama school.
Mm.
And they left. And several of them carried on acting outside the industry. But I would say that drama school, like I said, it creates more opportunities for training, more opportunities for a variety of training. Mm. I would disagree entirely. Don't get me wrong, I understand that that without a drama school credit, it gets difficult for things like Spotlight and so on and so forth. Yeah. But I would argue everyone grafts. You know, it's grafters who make moves in this industry. You know, it's those people that actually will get places. You know, those people who are getting up at 6 a.m, working, you know, whether it's doing a day job or just getting up 6 a.m. and doing, you know, actor training or self-tapes, whatever, and then coming home from work or finishing that day and then emailing to all hell. It's grafters that, and, you know, everybody needs to work hard to do this industry. Anybody who believes that you can leave drama school and it's handed to you is wrong. That's flat out wrong. I know people, and I've trained with people who, since leaving drama school, have not grafted and have not worked.
I definitely agree with that.
Definitely agree.
No, I this is going to be a fun podcast. Let's go, ready? Because I do agree with that, because I am a grafter.
Mm.
And like I said, I've been brought up with hard work. My dad is a self-employed builder. I've been brought up with the values of you have got to work for what you want, for what you love. And that's why, even with the amount of people who have sort of like said to me, why do you want to become an actor? Like, it's a really hard industry to get into. I'm like, yeah, it's hard, but watch me.
Because respect that.
I do not give a rat's ass. If someone turns around to me and says, you're not going to make it, I'm going to go,
watch me.
Just watch.
Yeah.
Because you went to drama school, I didn't go to drama school, but I am acting.
Yeah.
I am finding work. I am trying to get Spotlight. I currently don't have Spotlight.
Yeah.
Like, is it because of all the credits? Because you need, is it free credits before you can get on there?
Credits. What about workshops? If you were to do certain workshops, does that count as a credit to get onto Spotlight? Nope.
No.
So
fucking no.
Drama school credits count as professional shows, because they are to paying audiences in a large theatre. And because they come from professional training, they are seen as professional credits.
Fuck.
And they are. You're not just performing to the student body. You're not just performing to your parents and your friends. There are people that come into these theatres from the public because they know they get to see regular shows. These are professional shows. Mm. In terms of Spotlight's guidelines outside, I can completely appreciate how hard it is to do it, because it's, what you said, it was something like,
four credits. So if you want to get Spotlight, you need 4 professional credits, be that theatre or film mostly.
Mm.
They don't, from my knowledge, they don't accept corporate work. They no longer accept short films.
Really?
Nope. Short films do not count.
Wow, so it has to be a feature?
It has to be a feature.
It
has to be.
So it's theatre that's made.
So suppose someone worked on one of our productions, would they class that as a professional credit?
It would depend on length. Depend on budget. A lot of it would come down to
how much they're paid as well.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow. If you're sticking to an equity contract, that's considered a professional credit. If you're working to equity contracts or working to near enough an equity contract, that can be considered professional credit. But they do factor in venues, they factor in scale, length of tour, etc., etc.
So do the rules change every year?
I have no idea.
The last time I checked, Well, because the last time I did check to see if it had changed was maybe two, three years ago.
Right.
And it changed from accepting short films to not accepting them anymore.
Oh my gosh.
But to be honest, is it that worth it to be on Spotlight?
Yeah.
Is it really worth it?
Okay.
Spotlight, one of the things, especially with when we're coming out of drama school in our third year, they're saying to us in preparation for our third year, you need to be on Spotlight, you need to be on Equity. Most agents will not look at you if you have not got a Spotlight or an Equity membership. They flat out say, attach your Spotlight link to emails. Not every agent, but majority of agents.
Yeah.
It's kind of seen as the, again, horrible way to say it, but it's kind of seen as the calling card that you're committed to the industry.
I see.
Sort of like the benchmark.
The benchmark.
And it's where all the big jobs go.
So do any of you have agents? Or
I'm going to let you go first.
Me? Okay. yes, I've had two agents since graduating. The first one I was with, I didn't vibe very well with. Not to say that he wasn't working for me, and not to say that he wasn't, doing his thing. It's just, to my own downfall, I set a very high precedent and set a high standard to myself. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like to surround myself with people who share the same kind of energy, are grafting, are working.
It's important to
who definitely. Are people who are on site. But I was with him, and I got my first tour myself, and I gave him all my dates where I wasn't working, whereas like, you can be sending me self tapes, you can be sending me this XYZ, and he wasn't giving it, he wasn't handing anything. I called him up and I got assume I'm putting you forward for stuff, stop calling me. So I kind of dropped him.
So when they put you forward for stuff, are they meant to copy you in an email to kind of tell you, or do they just call you and say, look, I put you forward for this?
In my experience, it depends on the agent. Okay. And it depends on the scale of the agency.
Do you decide to pick, who picks the agent? Do you pick your agent?
Do they select you?
Oh.
No, I mean, again, something I find a lot of people seem to mistake with agents is a lot of people assume the agents, you're working for them, they're working for you. You choose who you want to go with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You need to vibe well with them. Mm. Obviously, there are certain agencies that carry bigger jobs because they've got access to bigger casting directors. They have relationships, and obviously you want in on them.
Mm.
And these agencies will recognize that and will come to stuff like, a drama school, they put together at the end of the year a showcase, which is a performance showing physical skills. So we did a whole bunch of armed fights, a bunch of tricking work, and actor scenes. And you invite casting directors and you invite agents, and they come and they see, and then they talk to you afterwards. I didn't get picked up that way. Some actors did, some don't. From then, it's just a case of consistency in emailing, email them, getting decent headshots, show real material. It's marketing, marketing. It's marketing. How you market yourself generally appeals to these agents. But completely, again, fair point about Spotlight is they generally won't see you without Spotlight.
So when you pick your agent, can you see their credits attached to see how good they are? Okay.
Yeah. Most agencies will have their own website, and you can go on there, you can check their news section or what's on section, and it'll list types of jobs they've worked on, who their client list is. You can actually get a full breakdown of their client list's CV. Mm. The hard part is being the interesting one. Mm-hmm. When you email them, because you got to think these guys are getting what?
Loads of emails.
How many emails a day?
Exactly.
So Alex, what sites do you use to kind of apply for your roles?
At the moment, I'm using Mandy. Yeah, I use Star now.
I love Mandy. Yeah.
We usually post in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be looking out. No, I use Mandy, and because I don't have Spotlight, I use Mandy, and I used to use Star Now. I've only just recently moved away from Star Now.
It's
just because the roles that I'm seeing recently on there aren't a lot of them.
We know what Star Now is like. We know Star
Now is questionable.
They're questionable roles.
very questionable.
The roles in Star Now.
They are.
There's one time that I did actually go on a audition for a role for Star Now, and it didn't turn out to be a Savoury.
Oh, I know what that word is.
Yeah, Stardust is very dodgy, man. I can't lie.
We posted a few things in there.
And you get some.
And the people that apply were like, but your profile does not match that.
No.
Yeah, their profile, they say certain things, and you look at their picture and you're like, what?
Are you posting them kind of pictures that come for our production?
Excuse me, that's not you. Am I getting catfish right now?
Literally, loads of catfish and loads of inappropriate. Inappropriate pictures there.
Oh yeah,
very inappropriate.
And you're like, and they actually apply for like professional production.
That's good. It's like earlier, like you said, like I don't have an agent. I technically do have an agent, but at the same time, I don't. If that makes sense, because I've not had a meeting with this agent yet, and I've not got any work from this agent yet.
Mm.
So I am at the moment kind of. Free agent, something like
that. Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
I'm in the draft.
Would you prefer to be signed with an agent?
I prefer to be signed with an agent.
Yeah.
But then again, at the same time, like you said, a good point, and I agree completely. They work for you, as well as you working for them. So, because I do set myself to a standard of where I need to be work. I need to be grafting.
Mm.
I need to have someone who will have the same sort of energy with that.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I don't really. Like with this person that I'm with at the moment, she hasn't. I'm probably going to screw myself up here, aren't I?
Don't say a name.
Don't say a name. Don't say a name. Just say no name.
Not going to say the person's name. But like, won't return emails or like anything like that. And in my.
So you don't have a good relationship with her just yet?
No, I don't have any relationship.
Any relationship whatsoever. Yeah.
So I've decided to sort of. Ties.
You have to do what's best for you at the end of the
day. Definitely.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely. But you know, when you look for your agents, obviously, like you haven't been to drama school, do you think that plays a part into it? Like you haven't got the credits, that professional credits we were talking about earlier. Do you reckon that plays a part?
Yeah.
But then again, I do think even if you don't have an agent or you don't have a drama, like so let's say you haven't gone to drama school, you could run different productions and your acting can really shine and stand out. And that can alone get you an agent, for example.
It's getting those credits.
Yeah.
It's
getting casted into the films. And
getting casted into the films that will actually get you the spotlight deemed credits. Because I've done tons of short films. I love doing short films. I will happily do short film because I love acting, but I can't now use them, unfortunately. Like I was about 2 years ago, I was about to apply for Spotlight, and that's when I actually went on and I saw that they'd taken short films off the roster because I'd only just got 4 short films at that point.
So that means short films are now redundant. Like you can't use it for anything.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think short films are a great way to build up, like I said, these marketing tools. So like a networking. Big appeal, and networking is fantastic.
Yeah.
But one of the big appeals to, you know, agencies is, you know, we want to see what you can do. That, you know, you always got to take it on the angle is like, yes, anyone can write anything on a piece of paper. They want to see it. So short films are a great material and a great use of, because most short films pay, and if they don't, or even the ones that do, offer you scenes for showreel
material. Yeah, they do. Yeah,
and you know agencies eat that up. You know, because it is experience, and just because I would say just because you went to a drama school does not guarantee you an agent. There's plenty of actors that come out of drama school and struggle intensely to get representation.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up. What do you lot think needs to change in the industry, or what would you like to see? What change would you like to see in the industry?
That's a thought.
That is a very, very, very tough question.
They should open
anything
more doors,
that you've
maybe?
Seen that you don't like, or
that
as well.
Yeah, maybe open more doors, be more open-minded, because they're very narrow-minded, aren't they, in the industry? One way of thinking.
I think, and I'm going to get a big bollocking for this, but probably less elitism. I feel there should be more chances given to those who didn't go to drama school or, in fact, didn't come from a wealthy background.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that there aren't a lot of actors who are acting now who didn't come from a wealthy background. It's just, if you were to look at it statistically, there's 80% probably of actors are all from middle class and upper class backgrounds, and then there's maybe 20% that are from like lower income backgrounds, but it's, I just feel that like you say, more doors should be opened and
definitely.
Sort of, but at the same time, this industry, you have to graft. So you just have to just work your ass off, and that's something that I do, and that's something that the man next to me does as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say that one of the big things I would like to see is more support for creative works. Like, I find it's a £1 billion industry, you know. All these regional theatres run, you know, hundreds of shows, and there's never any kind of, you know, you get to situations like the one we're in right now, and we are bottom of the barrel, their last resort to,
see,
to hand it out, you know. And it's like, I'd love to see some more financial support for that kind of stuff. And obviously I feel like if there is a more financial support towards regional theatre, towards open theatre, these kind of things, spaces could be improved. When spaces are improved, bigger jobs means more castings. It all runs in, and more opportunity is created when more support is given to these spaces, you know, and given to new writing and these kind of factors. Like, a lot of the time it's the same show recycled time and time again. I mean, you know,
you see it all the time.
That's the annoying thing of, like, I think definitely the industry, I can understand what you're saying about elitism, but I put it more as it's clicky. It's very much you use it the same people over and over and over again, and it gets frustrating.
I agree.
So do you know this whole pandemic, do you know how they're doing that eat out to help out? Do you not think they can do that with theatre?
They should do it.
They should do it with theatre. Because if you can, like, literally bring traffic to a restaurant, you can do that with a theatre and give more actors work. I just don't see why they're not doing it. What are your thoughts?
I think in terms of theatres, it's the eat out to help out scheme is great, and I think it would be a great system to put in place for, like, theatre tickets and those kinds of things. But it's the difference of, okay, you're going for a meal for half an hour, and sitting in a big space with potentially several other 100 people for up to 2 hours, 2.5 hours at a time with intermission, you know. Anybody who's been to a theatre has seen the queue to the toilet. It's ridiculous.
I know.
It's a bit different. It's a bit harder to implement. Definitely agree. But anyways, this is all we have time for, unfortunately. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you for coming on.
It's been great. Thanks.
You guys are amazing. But yeah, thank you so much for the listeners for tuning in every week, every Sunday. We appreciate it. You can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to our Spotify, Deezer, and other major platforms.